Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. South Carolina was over the weekend. Michigan is tomorrow. Donald Trump trouncing his Republican competition in the primary so far, even though Nikki Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday when 15 states vote on March 5th. Here's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
There's no way that Donald Trump won't be winning big over the next week or so. And Nikki Haley has no realistic way of catching up. She is not going to overtake him in the delegate count. She is not going to be the Republican nominee unless something huge happens to either Donald Trump or his campaign.
The head of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, releasing a statement this morning saying she is stepping down following Super Tuesday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying 31,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed since the war began. U.S. estimates had that number closer to 70,000 aid to Ukraine currently held up in the House. Candlelight vigil last night for Nex Benedict, the non-binary teen who died following an attack at their Tulsa school. There's a walkout planned for today. This is ABC News. A big switch on Wall Street this morning.
Walgreens Boots Alliance will exit the Dow before the opening bell and will be replaced by Amazon. It's another sign of the shift in what was once a composite dedicated just to industrial stocks. Walgreens Boots, a pharmacy chain, replaced General Electric in 2018. Economists say the comings and goings mirror the evolution in the U.S. economy from making things to more service-based to tech-focused. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
More kids with measles in Florida. 8 cases confirmed in Broward County, Florida Surgeon General, facing criticism for allowing parents of unvaccinated kids in the area keep sending them to school. The CDC is recommending kids who have not been vaccinated need to stay home after a case of measles is diagnosed. And Lenovo unveiling what could be the future of laptops, one with a screen that you can see through. One possible use is for architects so they can see a building in real life and draw designs right on top of it. Right now, it's still just a prototype. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution are moving forward. Both ideas came up during the COVID-19 pandemic. One would let churches and other houses of worship stay open during public health emergencies. It needs to be passed by lawmakers one more time. The other would give the legislature more say on how federal money is spent. That amendment now goes to a statewide referendum in November. Governor Evers says he'll veto a Republican bill to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin, but Representative Jeffrey Merceau says the bill has important legal protections for innocent landowners.
That's the whole crux of this whole bill is trying to get stuff cleaned up without taking and making somebody liable that had nothing to do with it.
Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
February 1st through March 6th, it's cookie time at Super One Foods. Be sure to stop by and pick up some specially marked made-in-store bakery cookies, and Super One will donate $2 off of every package sold to the library. The money raised will be used to purchase book prizes to be awarded during the 2024 Summer Reading Program. Again, that is February 1st through March 6th at Super One.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks are back. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another decisive win, 119-98 over the 76ers. They beat the Timberwolves over the weekend, the top team in the West. Giannis, with 30 points, went live after the game on ABC TV.
Bobby Portis was also mic'd up, and he said, the Bucks are starting to look like the Bucks again. Where would you say this identity is for this team under Doc Rivers at this point?
We got to keep on building good habits, and we just got to keep on playing hard. I think the last two games we've played hard, and that's who we are. What we don't play hard, we don't look like the Bucks. So I think Bobby's right.
The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. Baseball. Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Rockies in Arizona. Manager Pat Murphy on his advice to his young team.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be sunny and warm today, but also a little breezy. We'll get to 55 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with some light snow by afternoon. 54 early with falling temps by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Girl is
next. Yeah, I'm kind of crazy.
Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Red, Nick.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I'll be
Skirts there at 98Q Country. All right, here we go. Here we go. Another nice stretch of weather is in our forecast. Weekend yesterday, a little bit cool on Friday and even into Saturday, but yesterday was pretty darn nice. And we're going to see temperatures into the 50s kind of sporadically. We're going to have a couple of those days. I think tomorrow is one of those days we're going to get up into the 50s for highs. And by the time midnight rolls around, it's going to be probably down to the teens. It might even see some single digits. We could see like a 50-degree swing versus the high temp versus the overnight low tomorrow night. So just prepare yourself emotionally for that. We have a forecasted high today of 53. Little, if any, precipitation. Our best chance of any rain or snow is going to be later tomorrow. We might see a couple of inches of snow tomorrow night when that temperature drops below freezing. Looks like we're going to get some precipitation tomorrow night. It's just a matter of whether it's going to be in the form of rain or snow. Looking like snow for the northern part here, Park Falls, Phillips. Winds today will be out of the south today, and it will be a breezy day today at about 10 to 30 miles an hour with temperatures reaching again 53 degrees. Busy weekend. We crowned some regional champs in basketball. We know who's going to state in hockey. State wrestling individual wrapped up over the weekend. We'll gather all the info concerning our local and regional athletes and share that with you coming up just after 7 o'clock here this morning. We'll kick off our boys tournament coverage tomorrow night as we've got Shawamigan and Phillips both in action tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit about that twice an hour, news and sports. So let's get to it now with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. South Carolina was over the weekend. Michigan is tomorrow. Donald Trump trouncing his Republican competition in the primary so far, even though Nikki Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday when 15 states vote on March 5th. Here's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
There's no way that Donald Trump won't be winning big over the next week or so. And Nikki Haley has no realistic way of catching up. She is not going to overtake him in the delegate count. She is not going to be the Republican nominee unless something huge happens to either Donald Trump or his campaign.
The head of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, releasing a statement this morning saying she is stepping down following Super Tuesday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying 31,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed since the war began. U.S. estimates had that number closer to 70,000. Aid to Ukraine currently held up in the House. Candlelight vigil last night for Nex Benedict, the non-binary teen who died following an attack at their Tulsa school. There's a walkout planned for today. This is ABC News.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of proposed changes to education policy in Wisconsin are moving ahead. The state assembly voted yesterday to grow the Office of School Safety, expand the types of organizations that can license teachers, and to update apprenticeship programs. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for increasing affordable housing and working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribal hospitals and clinics.
Wisconsin's tribes will see a more than $60 million increase in their federal Medicaid reimbursements. That is likely the most significant financial gain for Wisconsin tribes since the advent of tribal gaming in this state.
Forest County Potawatomi Chairman James Crawford gave yesterday's State of the Tribes speech. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, March 3rd at Happy Days, Highway 8 between Catawba and Cannon, it's the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club Potato Pancake Breakfast. This will be taking place 8 a.m. through to noon and will feature things such as raffles and prizes. Once again, that is Sunday, March 3rd, 8 a.m. through noon at Happy Days for the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club Potato Pancake Breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers baseball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their spring training games with a win over the Padres Saturday, but a 10-3 loss to the Rockies Sunday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says their best hitters must find their way into the batting lineup.
And that's important. You know, I'm looking at bats 3-4, that kind of thing is important to me, you know.
NBA, the Bucks with another win. They beat the 76ers 119-98. The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. College hoops, Marquette with an 88-64 win over Xavier. Cam Jones scoring 34 points on his 22nd birthday. Head coach Shaka Smart says the Golden Eagles show their EGBs, energy generating behavior.
You know, our theme for the day was EGBs, which are always important to us, but we felt like today, you know, we wanted to be at a high level with that, regardless of circumstances. And I thought even, you know, when the game was tied, you know, 8-10 minutes into the game, you know, our guys stuck with that.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. We have 44 booths in the gym and 32 crafter spaces in the commons area for you to shop. Our food this year is from Fights Barbecue and Ice Cream out of Park Falls. We have a fashion show, too, by Cowgirl Daisy Boutique on Saturday at 1 p.m. And there's lots more going on. We'll see you at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show March 23rd and 24th.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Comedian Dulce Sloan invites people into her life with a new book, Hello Friends.
And I don't know if you've ever seen a whole book, but you got to put words in those. And they want like a lot of them. I didn't count them. That's not my job. But what I will say is that you have to fill it up so they'll pay you. It was difficult because I was thinking about I had to go over my whole life.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by BW Paper Systems, a division of Barry Waymiller, who combines an extremely strong brand, innovative technology, and long-standing experience for the sheeting, packaging, stationery, book binding, security documents, and corrugated and finishing industries.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be sunny and warm today, but also a little breezy. We'll get to 55 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with some light snow by afternoon. 54 early with falling temps by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Pretty good guy, and it looks decent. Wagon didn't pass me by. There
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
My spare key don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore, and my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know.
At 98Q Country. Nice mild day today, but windy today. That wind going to be 15, 25, even gusting maybe to 30 at times today. And we're in one of those early spring patterns here of a daytime high of, 53, and then overnight low dropping. Not too bad tonight. Tomorrow's going to be quite a drastic day with temperatures approaching 55 tomorrow. And then an overnight low by the time it's all said and done tomorrow night of zero. And we are going to see some precipitation, most likely in the form of snow Tuesday night. If you're traveling somewhere Tuesday night here in the Northwoods, you're probably going to see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches over about a 12-hour span starting very late Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday morning. So we'll see if that... We'll see if that hangs around. It looks like that's going to happen. But with the mild conditions and the warm ground, the snow will struggle to stick to the ground. Probably be a slushy snow on the overnight Tuesday night. And then, next weekend, talking about upper 50s, close to 60 for Saturday and Sunday for the coming weekend. All the news and sports, we're compiling all the local information from the weekend. Lots to report on. We have some advancements into sectional girls play, and we'll talk all about that coming up just after 7 o'clock. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Moose Lodge 2661 in Phillips, Wisconsin is dedicated to supporting our local communities, Moose Heart, and Moose Haven, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day.
I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
It is going to be sunny and warm today, but also a little breezy. We'll get to 55 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with some light snow by afternoon. 54 early with falling temps by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
There's a whole lot more
brand new country.
I'm alone.
Q Country.
I've had a large amount of past bus smile and a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the pay.
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics.
Today, up into the 50s, a little bit breezy. That south wind will be moving around today, but we'll take temperatures that have become the norm. I mean, it's still, yesterday I was outside pushing stuff around and blowing stuff around, and I was just kept thinking, it's February. It's February. Last year, if I would have been standing in that same spot in the yard, I'm pretty sure I would have been over my head in snow. With the snow pile that would have been there from the driveway and stuff. Crazy. Just a crazy switching of the weather pattern here. We've got some words of wisdom to get us going here. This is the final few days of February. We got leap year going on, so we're going to add another day. You know, Thursday, February the 29th. And those of you who were born on February 29th, it's going to be a party, right? You get one every 4 years. So you better be a big party, whoever's throwing it. Focus on the family. Words of wisdom. Brought to you this morning by Park Pharmacy.
Good parenting requires a lot of qualities, but one of the most crucial and most overlooked is tenacity. Just ask Franklin Graham, the son of Billy and Ruth Graham. Back in his teen years, Franklin was a handful. On good days, he was obstinate and openly defiant toward his parents. He took up smoking against his parents' wishes as a teenager, but his mom was no pushover. He tells the story of how she'd come into his room each morning and demand that he get out of bed for school. Franklin did as he was told for a few days, but soon ignored mom. Ruth didn't back down, though. Instead, she grabbed his ashtray, overflowing with cigarettes, and dumped the whole thing on his head. That got him up. But the next morning, he locked the door of his room. When Ruth started pounding on the door, Franklin rolled over with a satisfied grin. But a few minutes later, he heard a noise outside his window. His mother was crawling on her hands and knees across the roof. Between her teeth was a cup of cold water that she intended to dump on his head through the window. And guess what? She succeeded. Now that's tenacity. Whether it's through testing boundaries or outright rebellion, teenagers will push you as far as they can. And that's why you'll need a good dose of stick-to-itiveness to get through those challenging days. To help your family thrive, come visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It is going to be sunny and warm today, but also a little breezy. We'll get to 55 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with some light snow by afternoon. 54 early with falling temps by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.